You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host of the segment, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So this week, coming up, we do have the full moon that is happening on the 13th. That's my Sunday of April at 10:22 in the morning in Libra. So that is going to be all about justice. It's about, it flies about having patience, and it's about also trying to keep things in balance, and also there's be a sense of like fighting for justice too with this new moon, because it's all about Libra, also about helping people, maybe also helping them too much, or wanting to extend a helping hand to people. It's also going to be opposing all those planets that we have sort of conjuncted up, that's at the end of Pisces, the beginning of Aries. So we do still have the conjunction of Saturn with Venus and the node and Mercury and Neptune, all sort of very close together. And with Venus and Saturn, they are sort of conjunct for 3 weeks altogether. So I feel like we've still got another 1, maybe 2 weeks of that, those energies coming together. And it's feeling very condensed, I feel. It's been feeling there's a lot of issues that have been going around with people as well. On that same day, the 13th, we've also got the sun, which is also going to be conjunct Chiron. So it might be bringing up a whole lot of issues this new moon, and might be a little bit turbulent. I don't think this is going to be something that's going to go very like smoothly. It's also got the moon squaring with Mars, so it's going to be causing a little bit of anger with the emotions that are going to be coming up. I just feel like it's about taking your time and just being very slow and steady. We've also got on the same day, Venus will be moving direct. So Venus will be coming out of retrograde on Sunday and be moving direct in Pisces. So that's a positive aspect that we've got during this full moon that we've got coming up. We do also have the moon and the sun in sextile to Jupiter, which gives you a bit of luck. But I just feel like all these other oppositions and these other things that are might be overshadowing the positive. There also could be something unexpected, even news could be coming up as well during this full moon. Also really unexpected problems, but you're able to get through that in a really positive way. And we also have Venus and Mercury in trine Mars. We have a lot of positive aspects still to Mars, which is also helping with our courage, with our strength, really motivation, helping us to get where we've got to go. We're also getting ready for that. So Mars is also sort of in that opposition to Pluto as well, now that it's moving direct. So it's actually coming to this actual opposition there too. So we've got a lot of things going on with the planets. So I really feel like it is just about that slow and steady. On the 16th, we've also got Mercury moving into Venus. So it's that there is a lot happening. There's also a lot of like stagnant energy too that I feel it's coming up, and things that are sort of causing a little bit of delays as well. But I keep on hearing slow and steady wins the race. So it is about, I do really feel like it's about being patient, and not trying to get overwhelmed with things that are coming up. And I feel like the last few weeks have been feeling a bit tired, and a lot of that stuff sort of going on. So it is about being patient that I do feel that's coming up with the planets and what's been happening this week and around too. And I also feel like this week too, it's also about trusting your intuition, trusting your instincts. I feel like we'll get a lot of clarity once we get to the middle of the year and we know where we're going, because I feel like there's just so much going on within this year already, and just with the planets and the cycle that we've got coming up. We're also going to have this year with Saturn and Neptune going to come together out in Aries and then go back into Pisces. We're also getting ready for Uranus to make a shift into Gemini this year as well. But at the moment, we're just dealing with a lot of planets conjunct together, a lot of oppositions there with this moon. So I feel like it's going to bring up some emotional stuff. It is going to bring up as well too. And I feel like that it might seem things are delayed, or things are just feeling a bit stuck and overwhelmed, and things that are really causing you grief or have caused you a bit of pain. I do feel like that those things may come to an end, or feel more flexible or freer in the coming weeks that we come up. So let's go to the caller. So we've got Jackie. She's in Sandy Ridge in North Carolina, in America. So hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I just seen on one of the Facebook pages, there was a free reading tonight, and I'm going through some things in my life, and I'm honestly just, I don't really have like a good support system at the moment. And like, I've had a lot of hardships and I've had to make a lot of sacrifices. And I just want to basically make sure I'm on the right path, and what I'm doing is the right thing, to be honest.
We're always on the right path. As I always said, there's never any wrong paths, just where we are at this time. I just feel that you're feeling stuck, and I feel like it's like nothing's changing, and that it's like everything's just going the same, like around and around. I feel like you're trying your best to stay positive and just to be open to receiving and what's coming. I just feel like that I just feel very stuck energy with you. Look, I feel like that this energy is going to change around July. I feel like that you've got some news coming in July. I do see like a letter, so I feel like it could be like some sort of communication, something that's going to help you. And I feel like you're going to feel very relaxed with this communication. But I am drawn to July for you, and until then, it's just like you're going around in circles as well. And I feel like that. I feel like you need to start planning. It's like you need to overlook what's happening at the moment and just start planning to go where you want to go. I just feel like there's a need to start planning and to get things moving. And with everything that's sort of making you stuck or stopping you, it's about overlooking that and just to start trying to move in a different direction is what I feel with you. And it's also like just a feeling of lost as well. And you've got animals, so you've also got a dog as well, a pet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like your dog helps you through. Like dog gives you like happiness, and I just feel like the dog is helping you through this time that you're going through. I just feel like this is it's quite positive with the dog.
Oh yeah,
and it makes you happy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. And it's funny because I was literally just having a conversation with one of my old high school friends. So the backstory is I had to move because the landlord, I've had my dog for 8 years. She's been with me through everything in my life. She's a pit bull, and the landlords knew about her. They come, they petted her, they played with her. And I had moved into an apartment, and she lived with me in the apartment for 3 years, and every time they came to do inspections, they gave her treats and all of these things. And then all of a sudden, there were no more tenants in the rest of the apartments. There was only 6 apartments. And so it was just me left because everybody left. And I feel like at that point, she was just trying to get me out for any reason. And they had switched their insurance that didn't allow pit bulls anymore. And she had come and she was mad about my daughter drawing with chalk in our parking lot. And she had seen the dog, talked to the owner, And the owner said, well, she didn't pay a pet deposit, which I did, and it's documented. And then they said, well, you're not allowed to have pets. And my dog's been with me through everything, and I would never turn my back on her. And so I had to, she said in front of my daughter, if you don't get rid of your dog, then I'll send animal control out here, and I'll have the dog put down. And my daughter, who's five, heard this, and
I feel like your daughter needs a dog. I feel like you guys need this dog. It really helps you through tough times. I feel like this lady, like, I feel like she might be bluffing, and I feel like she wants to make money. So I feel like she kind of wants, mm-hmm. I feel like she kind of wants her out because she's about making money, this woman. So I feel like it's all about to her money. But I don't know. I feel like she might be bluffing a bit. But I keep on seeing you opening up an envelope, and there's paperwork here, but the paper, a letter, it's like a letter, and I feel like it's good news, and I do get July. But I also feel like that there could be another move for you, like where you are now, it just makes you feel stuck, like it's not, it's, I don't feel like it's the best place for you to be in, and I feel like the surroundings, like I feel like there's a park nearby that maybe you go with the dog and it, you run around and it's great, but I feel like the building where you are, I feel like you need to be somewhere that's more like, I don't know, like more sun comes in or it's more light. I just don't feel like where you are now, it's not like home is what I feel like. It's not home.
Yeah, and I just moved. I found this trailer and it, I mean, it's going from an apartment to a trailer and I've had a lot of backlash for it, but they've allowed my dog and it's for to own, so I'll be owning it soon, and right now I'm in the process of moving, so everything's like cluttered and getting the dogs used to their new environment with my
daughter. It'll be okay. I feel like there's one more move to go. I feel like even though that's going to be your home, that where you are now, I feel like there's one more move to go. So I feel like there could be something that happens where you're able to get maybe a small house. There's something else here. I feel like that there's one more move for you before you're like very settled, but I feel like mm-hmm. that I just get the dog's very important and it's going to give you joy, and the same with your daughter. I don't know why I keep on being drawn to July, and that there's some sort of communication going to happen in July. It's going to make you breathe and a lot happier, and this is going to be something that's very exciting, and I feel like it's a relief here too, and it's going to make you unstuck as well.
I definitely hope so.
you also need to give yourself some credit. Like you're very hardworking, and I feel like you need to give yourself more credit than what you do. I do feel like there could be more learning for you as well, for another job, another career. I feel like there could be some more learning for you too coming up, even next year. So thank you for calling in, and I hope I've helped you today.
Oh yes, ma'am, absolutely. Thank you so very much.
That's okay. So everybody, so we're going to have another fabulous week coming up. If you want to contact me, you can. My email, my website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties, and I will be going live tonight at 7 p.m. Sydney time, doing live readings. Also on YouTube, Danielle Psychic on YouTube, Lady D, and Instagram is Lady D Psychic, and TikTok is Lady D Psychic. So thank you for joining me, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.